a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock, and it's Thursday, the 8th day of April. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 45 degrees.
Freeway's in good shape despite a crash in Sandy. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, local leaders are reacting to the arrival of Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, who's scheduled to visit Bears Ears National Monument today and the Grand Staircase tomorrow.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the Interior Secretary met privately with tribal and state leaders yesterday, and then following the tour of Bears Ears today, she's set to visit Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument tomorrow. It all comes following the review President Biden ordered into the 2017 slashing of the monuments by 2 million acres. Some local leaders, like Ann Lepinen, the mayor of Bluff, say the next couple of days will be extremely important for everybody that lives in the area.
I think, you know, we're once again at a point where talking about public lands will probably become a rather heated topic for the next 6 months or a year.
She says it's such a hot topic considering how far apart the two political sides seem to be when it comes to what the appropriate size should be for the monuments. For example, President Obama initially established Bears Ears at 1.3 million acres, although the size has already been reduced to only 200,000 acres. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
There was a 3.0 magnitude earthquake overnight in southern Utah. The University of Utah seismograph stations report the quake hit just outside of Summit around 11:45 last night. The USGS has had dozens of reports from people who felt it stretching from Cedar City to Paragona. They haven't been or haven't been any reports of damage or injury.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden is expected to propose six executive orders affecting guns today. ABC's Faith Abube reports.
They include asking the Justice Department to crack down on so-called ghost guns, firearms assembled with a 3D printer from parts purchased online. The president will also call for investments in community violence intervention programs. A new annual report on firearms trafficking, which hasn't been compiled since 2000. And he'll encourage states to adopt red flag laws, which allow police or family members to petition courts to temporarily remove guns from people in crisis.
The more contagious B.1.1.7 coronavirus variant is now the predominant form in the U.S. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel explains what it means.
What that's basically telling people is if you add on the fact that we have loosening restrictions, more people traveling, young people spreading it, and you have a more contagious variant, that is a setup for more outbreaks.
But experts say if you get vaccinated, that stops transmission and will stop the variants. So more people need to get vaccinated quickly to stop the virus from mutating.
The U.S. reached a big milestone for COVID-19 vaccinations. The CDC reports a quarter of American adults are now fully vaccinated. 40% of adults have received at least one dose, but Utah is ahead of that mark. New numbers show nearly 45% of Utah adults have received at least one dose of the vaccine.
Utah's statewide mask mandate ends this weekend, but now counties must decide whether or not to extend the mask mandate within their boundaries. Salt Lake County Council member Amy Winder Newton says masks are still necessary.
If you haven't been vaccinated, that you are wearing your mask. If you don't know if the people around you have been vaccinated, it's important to still wear your mask.
But Salt Lake County will not impose a mandate. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall is trying to extend the mask mandate within city limits, but it's still not clear if state law allows her to do it.
Grand County will extend the mask mandate beyond April 10th. The county plans to keep mask requirements until June 15th. Summit County will not. Meanwhile, the Salt Lake International Airport and the University of Utah say face masks will still be required on their sites after April 10th.
Utah County Sheriff's deputies have been investigating reports of an elderly man approaching young teenage girls in an Eagle Mountain grocery store. KSL-TV's Andrew Adams has the details.
Investigators say some early teenagers were stopped as they shot.
He actually reached out and took her by the arm.
Witnesses said it was only the beginning of an extended ordeal as the man continued to follow the girls around the store and even shared his thoughts with one of the moms.
He told her that he just likes looking at girls. How do you say that?
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.